welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club, 2 Meter Information Net. My name is John, Kilo 8, Bravo Alpha Tango, net control for this evening. We meet every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. If there is any emergency or priority traffic at this time, please contact net control. Since there is no emergency or priority traffic, we will now take check-ins for this evening's net. Are there any check-ins?
K-E-8-A-V-U. N-A-T-F-C.
K-88-N-K-Y.
O-O-T, Doug.
C-T.
G-T, Tom.
Okay, yeah, we had two there kind of walk on each other. You want to try that again, please? I got Stan, Terry, Randy, Doug, and Tom. Any more check-ins for the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club 2 Meter Information Net?
Nope. Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Charlie Tango.
WNGA is now, please.
Okay, what was that last one that was in and out?
November Charlie Romeo.
For check-ins for the 2 Meter Information Net before we get started.
W8N.
Hey, would you give a call sign for Nackley again? I got a W8 and that was all.
Whiskey 8 November, Golf Alpha.
November Golf Alpha, your name please?
Name is Greg. Mark me in now, please.
Okay, Greg, I got your thing.
KDAWQU checking in.
You too. Thank you very much. All right. Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club 2 Meter Information Net. To kind of continue a little bit what Dave started last week. Tonight, I would like to concentrate a little bit more on the 2018 ARRL Grid Square Contest. Review the information provided by Dave last week. The The Maidenhead locators are also commonly referred to as QTH locator, grid locators, or grid squares. Dr. John Morris, Golf 4 Alpha November Bravo, originally devised the system, and it was adopted at a meeting of the VHF working group in Maidenhead, England in 1980, hence the name Maidenhead. The world is divided into 324 Maidenhead fields. The first pair of letters is called the field and is usually in uppercase. The second pair of numbers is called the square, and the second pair of letters is called the subsquare and is usually in lowercase. Okay, so let's get this show on the road. Let's start with Stan, KE8AVU. Good evening, Stan. Come on in.
KE8AVU. Yeah, I'm going to try to get with Doug on that sideband again, because I forget what day it was, what time. I got some idea about the freezing, but I forgot what it was. KE8AVU back in that.
Stan, thank you very much for joining us, and we hope you get that result soon. Your station is a Maidenhead grid square, and at 0:00 UTC on January 1st, 2018, the global amateur radio community will be very interested in your grid square. The way I'm taking this from, got this all from ARRL, of course. If you would like to know your grid square, I can look it up for you tonight, if you'd like. The objective of the ARRL International Grid Chase is simple. Work stations in as many grid squares as possible and upload your log data to ARRL's Logbook of the World. If you're not currently registered with Logbook of the World, this is a good reason to get started. You can go to lotw.arrl.org/lotw-help. Registration and uploading are free. Okay, down the list we go. Next up is Terry, NATFC. Good evening, Terry. Come on in.
Well, good evening, John. Thanks for running the net there tonight. I am not registered with Logbook of the World, so that is something I will have to do. I am more of a rag tour than a contester, so I'm not registered yet, but definitely going to work on it. Anyway, back to net control. KBAT, thanks for doing the net. NATFC.
Terry, well, thank you very much for that. Yeah, I'm kind of a part-time contester. There are times when I like to do contests, depending on what it is. But then I like to rag too as well, so I'm kind of looking to do both. Since I'm already set up a Log of the World, I guess I can go ahead and get into this without much effort. But it sounds like a lot of fun. The advantage of, though, if you're not in the contest, the advantage of something like this, sort of like the one they had last year, is what this will do is probably have more people on the radio. So if you like to rag chew, at least there'll be more people up looking for other people to talk to. So one thing this will do starting next year is you'll probably see more traffic on the radio. Okay, every new grid square contact confirmed through Logbook of the World counts toward your monthly total, so you'll have an incentive to start the chase as soon as you ring in the new year. Just turn on your radio and start calling CQ Grid Chase or listen for others doing the same. Make the contact, enter the information into your log, and you're on to the next. At the end of each month, your totals on the Grid Chase leaderboard will reset to zero. Fear not, though, the online scoring system will maintain your monthly totals for a grand total at the end of the year, when an annual summary will be released and awards will be given to top finishers in various categories. Okay, next up is Randy, KD8NKY. Good evening, Randy.
Good evening, John. KABAT, KD8NKY. Good subject. Thanks for picking me up, by the way. And I am also not a contester, but I have talked with contesters, and that is how I become aware of the grid squares and how important they are to people that are kind of chasing that ARRL, you know, signature. They want to get that accomplishment, and so it's a pretty neat idea. I went, well, once I found my grid square, and I was asked for it, and so I got it, and I printed it off, and I put it up here on my hutch, and so it's always available to me. If somebody asks me for it, I can get it pretty quick, you know. But there are nets. I've heard nets that pay attention to that, and they most of all the check-ins give their grid square, you know, and that way if you tell net control that you're looking for one of these other grid squares or something, you know, as an accomplishment or something there, that he'll try to hook you up with that person. So I'm sure it could be fun, and it could be a nice award, you know, to chase after and stuff. So great subject, and thanks for teaching us a little bit about something like that for ham radio, man. I will get back to net control, KD to NKY.
For your support and also for your input. This is one of those things where if you're all in, well, it'll be fun, and if you're just partially in, well, at least the one thing you'll do is increase traffic, so it should be good for everybody in the end of the day. Okay, the ARRL International Grid Chase, as it's called, is open to all amateurs regardless of location or license class. Any operating mode is eligible, as well as every band except for 60 meters. All methods of contact are permitted, excluding QSOs made through repeaters, digipeaters, Echolink, IRLP, or non-satellite cross-band QSOs, which do not count in this event. Satellite and EME QSOs are permitted. EME, that's Earth, Moon, Earth. If you can handle that, that's a pretty amazing feat, frankly. Okay, how will the scoring work? Well, on a monthly basis, participants earn 1 point for each new grid square worked for each band mode combination on each of the three event modes, which are CW, phone, and digital. By working new stations each month, the band mode points continue to grow. Again, you can rework each grid by band and by mode every month. Okay, next up on the list is Mr. Doug, KD8OOT. Good evening, Doug. Come on in.
KD8 in the group, KD8OT. If you have a QRZ logbook set up and you go into your page for your information that you set up, QRZ will fill in your grid square for you. It'll give you a longitude, latitude also, but your grid square will be there. So if you have a QRZ log page, a logbook set up, you can find your location there. And I have been asked for it a number of times, and if you use EQSL, that is part of what EQSL wants for you to set up your account with them as well. And at the Hamvention, Dayton, and then Virginia, the different vendors will pass out a big map and have all the grid squares on it for the U.S. So it is something to deal with, and I know that the EN and the 80, but the last two I always forget, so I'm still working on, come on, let's remember that. Anyway, good to everybody in there. Happy holidays, stay warm, and 7-3. Back to that, KD8OT.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you so much for your input this evening. Really good to hear you in there. Rather cool this evening on this very cool day. By the way, I hear it's going to be down in the teens by tonight, and not going to get a whole lot warmer tomorrow, so this is going to be a pretty cold evening. So hope you have something warm to sip, coffee or cocoa or something, or at least maybe a hot fire to sit by, or even an electric heater or something, because it is going to be a little on the cool side. After the 12-month event has concluded, monthly totals will be tallied for a cumulative year end score, tallied by band and by mode, or total of both. Also, unique grids worked by band and mode will be tallied at the end of the year as well. Okay, next up, Tom, KE8FGP. Good evening, Tom. Come on in.
KE8FGP. Good evening, everyone. I did actually look up my grid. I am just barely inside EM89KS. It's actually close enough. I think I might be outside of that grid. So that's about all the progress I've made in this particular endeavor. So that being said, back to net control.
Hi, Tom. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, you can go to QRZ.com, look up your call sign, and it will provide your grid square for you, too, if you don't know what it is. I'll be glad to look up any for anyone that they want it. Okay, some grid squares have thousands of amateurs in residence, but others have only a few or none. Those rare grid squares will be hot properties in 2018, and hams operating from those locations can expect some serious pileups. Okay, down the list we go. We're in the 73 round, or in the top round, I should say. And next up is Dave, KD8OCT. Good evening, Dave. Come on in.
K8BAT, KD8OCT. Yeah, John, glad you're carrying on the with the information on it. You can pick up more information from arrl-ohio.org, and they'll have some links to more contest information on the grid squares activity for next year. And I've got to update my logbook of the world. I'm about four generations behind on it, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but I got to get the updates done so I can try to start logging this. I figure I'll try to log whatever I can hear and just see what happens. It should be a good contest. Thanks for doing the net, John. I'll turn back to you. K8BAT, KD8OCT.
Hey, thank you very much, and thank you for starting us last week on this information. And just that I'd finish it up and carry it on into the contest part. I think it'll be a lot of fun contest. But it also will be fun in that, if nothing else, it should bring more traffic up on the radios. And so that'll give us opportunity just to chat with other people, too. So it should be a lot of fun, whether you're in the contest or not. One thing it's certainly going to do, I'm thinking, is this is worldwide, by the way, not just here in the U.S. So maybe we'll get some more long-distance calls by accident, even. W8NGA, you're in and out. Would you like to jump in there real quick? Go ahead.
Yeah, just been listening here. I marked in and out, but because of the subject matter, I've been sitting here listening to you guys. So it's been real interesting, and I plan to participate this upcoming year. But it really isn't a contest as such, so it's something for everybody to do. To compete in or whatever, but it's not really a contest, I would say. So, anyway, we'll catch you all later on, then stop you at NGA 73.
Thank you very much for joining us real quick, and yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Yes, Contest Go is not technically a contest because it lasts for a year, but on the other hand, it will definitely bring... One thing I think it'll do is it'll turn some radios on all around the world, so that'll be a lot of fun. Okay, lastly it says here, however you play it, the ARRL International Grid Chase is going to be big. Opening day is 2 weeks away. Better sign up for Logbook of the World if you haven't already and prepare your gear. And as Dave mentioned, you can get more information on this at arrl.org. There's more information online there that you can look that up anytime. Hey, I see. Next, I think, is Paul, KD8WQU. Come on in, Paul.
K8BAT in the group. Good evening. K8
KDAWQU on the west side of Columbus, trying to stay warm. Let me change hands here. KDAWQU here. I'm looking at LevinCentral.com ham grid. I am in grid Echo Mike 89er Lima W. It has latitude, longitude, and coincidentally, I share the grid with the lovely and talented KABAT. I have to read up on the contest. I've never contested before. I probably won't, not for any reason. Perhaps later, based on what I see, we are the two operators in that grid. I'd have to look up other calls to find out if there's more. So maybe we will be some of that premium grid real estate you're talking about, John. That'd be fun. KD8WQU, back to net control.
Right, Paul, thank you very much. Yeah, well, if we're the only two in that grid, I'm afraid we'll be in the middle of a pileup if we want to, I guess. That'll be a lot of fun. But again, if nothing else, it probably would be wise for everybody to learn their grid square at this point, because guess is, even if you're not in it, every time you talk to somebody, one of the first things they're probably going to ask you is what your grid square is, so you might want to kind of look that up if you don't already know. This is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club, 2 meter information net. My name is John Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango, net control for this evening. I think I got everybody first line down through, but I may have missed somebody, so let's double check for any late check-ins or in case I missed someone. Any late check-ins, please call now.
W8NCR is, he was checking in there, John. I don't know if you got him or not.
W8NCR, that would be James. If you're in there, come on in, James.
W8NCR, yeah, I'm having some troubles. I'm on across the embassy right now in the car. With a handheld here in the office, and I have to wait for the repeater to drop in order to get on there, so that's probably why you didn't hear me. But, I've also looked at my grid square as well, and it looks like it is M89IR, and it's in Westside that Paul looked up, and I'm pretty sure I'm the only hand in that grid square, so I don't know if there's any active hands in Mount Sterling anymore or not. I have
really heard anyone from my area, so, because I'm the only one. back to control. If you're the only one in that grid square, my friend, be prepared for some calls if you're up and be on the radio, because one of the first things they're going to do is look for your grid square, and if they have your call sign, they'll look up your grid square. And if it's one that nobody has, you can believe that someone will be yelling at you, so that'd be kind of fun. Gentlemen, well, let's go to the top of the list. We'll do the 73 round, and then before we call it night, and hope everyone's keeping warm. So the top of the list, we go for 73, and out of the gate, we start with Stan, KE8EVU. One more time, Stan.
KE8EVU. Yeah, I ain't got much to say. I'll say KE8EVU, 73s.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Great to hear you in there on the 2-meter net and also on the 10-meter, by the way. And so, keep warm. Hope you have a great weekend. Hey, on down the list we go. This is the 73 round. Next up, Terry, N8TFT.
Thanks, John. Another great net. Really great information there. Be good to hear the bands active, and the holidays will be over, so... We'll have a little more time to get in there and play around. Sounds like a good time. And with that, I will say 73 to everybody on the net. It's good to hear everybody in there. And with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. KBAT, NATFC.
Terry, thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's always fun to have you on there. Thank you also for being on 10 meter net. So anyway, always fun to play radio, especially when we can take care of all of the other things we got to take care of. And I know you kind of a lot on your plate right now, so good to hear you in there for sure. Okay, down the 73 list we're gone. Next up, one more time, is for Randy, KD8NKY.
BAT in the group there, KD8NKY. John, thank you for a great net, man. That was really good information and everything. You always have good nets, and I enjoy myself. So 73 to everybody, and hope everybody has a good week, and do your best to stay warm. KD8NKY, back to net.
Thank you very much for joining us on both the 10-meter net and the 2-meter net. And I'm with you. Keeping warm is a priority issue this evening. It's a little cool outside, but it's always fun to play radio with my friends here on the 2-meter net. Okay, if Doug's still in there, let's see if he is. I don't know yet. KD8OT, one more time, Doug, if you're still there.
I sure, yeah, I'm in here, but I'm getting feeling poorly, so I'm just going to say, stay warm, have a good week. I hope to talk to everybody next week. Thanks for having me, John. Thanks for picking me up. KBAT, KD8OT. I'm going to pull the plug.
All right, Doug, thank you so much for joining us on both the 10-meter net and 2-meter net. And, boy, I know what you mean. Time to go get some cold medicine and crawl under the kivers. Hope you feel better real, real soon. On down the list we go. This is the 73 round with the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club 2-meter information net. And next up is Tom, KE8FGP. One more time, Tom.
KE8FGP. Not much to add at this point. Thanks again, John, for running the net. You always do a great job. And to reiterate, everybody, keep warm. And looking forward to next weekend. Back to you, John.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Always really good to hear you in there. Hope you have a great weekend as well. Hey, on down the list we go. And next up is Dave, KD8OCT. Come on in, Dave.
K8BAT, KD8OCT. Yeah, a lot of good information tonight. I had checked on one of the websites when Paul was saying that he and Terry were the only two down there in his grid square. I checked mine, and I've got about 75 in mine, but it's a lot more dense, and that's probably the main reason for that. So good hearing everybody, and I know Doug's already cleared it, but Randy, Doug was the loudest I'd ever heard him before, so. And ICOM really works well with his setup. So I turn it back to you. Thanks for doing the net again, John. And we'll catch everybody here a little later. K8BAT, KD8OCT.
Dave, thank you very much for starting us last week on this information. And obviously it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to affect everybody when you get on the radio, whether you plan or not. You're going to hear people seeing call and CQ and wondering what that's all about. So now hopefully everybody will have an idea of what's going on. Thank you so much, Dave, for being in there this weekend, and hope to hear you on there next week. And so anyway, I hope you also have a great weekend as well. Okay, we're going on down the list. Greg is in and out, so let's talk with Paul one last time. KD8WQU. Come on in, Paul.
KD8WQU here. Very good, John. Great net. Again, always a lot of fun. Just, again, it's quiet on the west side, just trying to keep warm. Studying for my general, making progress. I'm averaging about 75% at this point, passing. I'd like to run that up to 90-ish before I make another attempt at my general ticket. By the end of the holiday, sometime after New Year's, I will test up for sure. Looking forward to it. Always a lot of fun. I've had the radio in the mobile with me on several occasions. I enjoy that. 2-meter local contacts with operators when I travel. A lot of fun. I'm looking forward to a road trip in the not-too-distant future, and I will be bringing the hobby with me to Wisconsin. So there's a lot of activity in central Illinois, north into Wisconsin. I enjoy it. Again, KD8WQ on the WQU on the west side of Columbus. Have a good evening, gentlemen. We'll talk to you later. KD8WQU, back to net control.
Paul, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. Always good to have you in there. Also, I hope you have a good weekend as well and able to keep warm, certainly. Okay, down the list we go, and next up I see is James, W8MCR. If you're there, James, one more time.
MCR. Yeah, when is the, I didn't quite get the date time when the contest is supposed to be. I'm kind of in and out here at work.
Well, for you, it is a year-long, for the whole year of 2018, it's a year-long contest hosted by ARRL in Newington, Connecticut. It starts on January 1st, 2018, and it goes to December 31st, 2018.
Well, looks like I get some more contacts. I am, I log everything on QRZ. And I actually just finally got my first QSL card. I got it through an email, so that was pretty cool. The remembering of the Edmund Fitzgerald at the Split Rock Lighthouse up in Minnesota, just north of Duluth, off of Front Lake. He was there back in 2013, so I thought that was kind of cool. WNCR, and I will be good to you. 73, everyone.
Very good. Thank you for checking in, and congratulations on getting your first QSL card. And I have mine actually right standing here in front of me. I put it in a picture frame for my first actual QSL card, for my very first QSL since I came back on the air, and then also my first QSL for my first PSK. My first QSL was on October 11th, 2012. Gee, that was now about 5 years ago. Whiskey Alpha 3 Hotel Juliet was my first call. And so I'm really glad to have been able to be on the air now for 5 years. Hey, I guess that'll be it for tonight. But before we do, I always give one last chance for any late check-ins to come in that just barely made it. So before we call it tonight, we'll look for any late check-ins one last time.
KE8AVU, I got a question, Joe.
Go ahead, Stan.
You know, if you use an antenna tuner, can you use any antenna to work on a radio with the antenna tuner?
That's usually the antenna tuner will tell you what it can and cannot do, but generally speaking, most antennas can tune just about anything.
Okay, because I was just wondering why everybody got so many antennas up with the antenna tuner to take care of all of it.
because you can get out better and hear better with better antennas tuned for different different bands. So even though an antenna will work, generally speaking, an antenna that works on one band may not be real good on a second band. So one thing I've heard is if you can't play them, if you can't hear them, and you can't hear them if you don't have a good antenna for that particular band. So in answer to your question, antenna tuners are good, but more antennas are even better.
Yeah, I got you. I think I understand. Thank you, buddy. KEADV Euclid.
And you're certainly welcome. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone who joined us for tonight here at the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club 2-meter information net. I think it's been a fun time for all. Hopefully everyone, I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. We had a pretty good group tonight. We had one, we have Stan, Terry, Randy, Doug, Tom, Dave, Greg, Paul, and James. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. So 9 and me is 10. So I like 10. That's a good number. I would like to thank KD8MCS Roger, W8NGA Greg, and of course KD8WQU Paul for the use of the 145.23 repeater. That a club's website can be viewed at www.swchrc.org. That is Sierra Whiskey Charlie Hotel Romeo Charlie.org. And your net is on the frequency of 28-405 on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Then it is followed by a 2-meter net at 8:30 p.m. here on this repeater. Saturday of every month, you are invited to meet us at TJ's Country Place at 8:30 a.m., located at 4048 West Broad Street, where we meet for breakfast. There are no more check-ins or information. I will close tonight's net at 9:06 p.m. Eastern Time and return the repeater back to general use. This is Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango, clear on the WB8MMR 145.23 repeater at 9:07 p.m. 73s. And I hope you all have a great weekend and heavenly days. Keep warm.